The Alaska Energy Authority recently released a list of 22 projects it says should receive a total of $25 million from the state's Renewable Energy Fund. Lawmakers need to approve the list, but the hydro, wind, biomass, and geothermal projects are considered likely to win grants. The list includes $850,000 toward a projected $8.5 million effort to build a small hydropower plant in Hoonah. The Tlingit Village, about 40 miles west of Juneau, is dependent on diesel. No dams will be built. Peter Bibb of the Inside Passage Electrical Cooperative says it will draw from two waterways, Gartenia and Water Supply Creeks.
We're going to bring both of those creeks via a pipeline into one common powerhouse. You know, ideally, I think we'll be lucky to get one of those built sooner than later, and then be prepared to add the other one on as funding comes.
The full project could reduce diesel power generation by 60%, but Bibb says both water sources have problems.
The Cartina, guess what we found in that creek? Fish. Obstacle, but I'm confident with the help of the people we have, we're going to get beyond that. Water Supply Creek. City of Hoonah gets their water supply from that creek. We want to use it also. So we're working diligently with the city, and we're trying to find ways to both use that water for the city and also to power the electric generators.
Hoonah does not have a lake that could be tapped for a larger hydro project. It was slated to be connected to Juneau's electrical grid, but high costs of a lengthy submarine cable pushed that project off the table. Electrical Cooperative General Manager Jody Mitchell says hydro will help Hoonah's economy.
When you are dependent on diesel fuel for your generation, you cannot just say, okay, this is what my rate's going to be. You are subject to fluctuations. How can you do any business planning if you are a small business owner when you don't know what your rate's going to be?
The small hydro plant is the only Southeast project listed in the first $25 million of renewable energy grants. Alaska Energy Authority Program Manager Peter Crimp says some other towns face even higher power prices.
The scoring for the Renewable Energy Fund projects takes into account, first of all, the cost of energy in a community. And generally, Southeast with fairly inexpensive power, at least in many of the communities from hydroelectric, generally scores a little bit lower than other communities in the state.
This is the third round of renewable energy grants offered by the state. The 22 top projects were selected from among 123 proposals totaling $224 million. Crimp says projects were ranked for technical feasibility, readiness for construction, local support, and sustainability.
Because basically we don't want to be parking money for projects that are not proceeding. We want to be putting funds into projects that will get constructed rapidly.
The Alaska Energy Authority recommended another 46 small projects be funded if lawmakers expand grants from $25 million to $50 million this session. 14 of the projects are in Southeast. One is $90,000 toward the Neck Lake project near Whale Pass, a remote town on northeast Prince of Wales Island. Bob Grimm is president of Alaska Power and Telephone Company, the project's developer.
It's a small run-of-the-river hydro. It would be adjacent to a fishery cost recovery station. The Forest Service had actually performed a study back in 1984 to power a work camp, and we became aware of that work and began looking at it as a solution for Whale Pass, which is entirely dependent upon diesel generation right now.
The grant would fund research to determine what's needed to build the project, estimated to cost about $2.5 million. Grimm says it could eventually feed into the island's power grid, which is expected to reach Whale Pass at some point in the future. Two major hydro projects are included for study on the second-tier list, Ketchikan's Whitman Lake at $2 million and Sitka's Tackett's Lake at $1.3 million. Smaller hydro efforts are Angoon's Thayer Creek project at $1 million, Tenneke Springs Indian River plant at $200,000, and a run-of-the-river project at Elfin Cove at $350,000. The experimental Port Frederick Tidal Project near Hoonah is down for $64,000 in research funds. Alaska Power and Telephone's Bob Grimm says it's intriguing.
We are sponsoring that project primarily for research types of applications, because with the amount of coastline that there is in Alaska, there's got to be more than one of those places where those features occur, and it could be end up being a very valuable resource for Alaska.
So is this a slough or an inlet that you would block and catch the flow?
Actually, two. And, you know, water fills up into one, goes into the other, and then out. And so you're making your own tide in a way there by using the tides, and that's how come you're able to generate constantly rather than having an operation that goes off a couple of times a day.
The company is also listed for about $500,000 to study the hydro potential of Conley and Shuby Lakes near Haines, and it's in for another $2 million for a 12-mile transmission line to the Reynolds Creek Power Plant near Heidelberg. Other second-tier projects include drying equipment for Craig's wood waste heating system, a ground source heat pump for a Juneau Elementary School, and extended power lines for Wrangell. With help from Joe Vicnicki in Petersburg, I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.